Thank you so very much indeed, and good evening to all. We've had an intense working afternoon, but it gives me great pleasure to open this ceremony, which is a signing ceremony for the creation of the Regional Special Operations Component Command. I am delighted to welcome the defense ministers from the four allied nations who will make up this new command: Croatia, Hungary, Slovakia, and Slovenia. And a partner nation in the region, Austria, will also be participating. The ultimate aim of this new initiative is to create a Special Operations Forces Command, ready and able to respond to the threats and challenges in our neighborhood and beyond. Working more closely together in this way will increase our ability to employ special forces more quickly and more effectively and in a coordinated manner. All NATO allies will benefit from this increased cooperation and interoperability. For example, we expect the new command to participate in one of the upcoming rotations of the NATO Response Force. We've been talking about NRF all afternoon, and I think this is just a great example of how we can bolster our efforts in the NRF. Today's signing is a significant step forward in strengthening Special Operations Forces capacities in the region and towards a fully integrated multinational regional command element. With that, I would like to invite Minister Benko, in his role representing the lead nation, to offer some further remarks. So, Tibor, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose. Dear Deputy Secretary General, dear Rose, thank you for your opening remarks. Dear colleagues, generals, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I thank the NATO international staff, in particular the Defense Investment Division, for organizing and hosting this signing ceremony. I appreciate your effort. It is my great privilege to welcome my colleagues, the Minister of Defense of Slovakia, Peter, and Slovenia, Karl, the Assistant Minister for Defense Policy of Croatia, Petar, or the best for Damir, the representative of Austria, and all other guests on the occasion of signing the letter of intent for Regional Special Operations Component Command. Our nations develop and employ special operations forces because they enhance our national and regional security and contribute to the collective security of NATO and the European Union. Therefore, we decided to unite and combine our efforts. I would like to thank the United States of America, Poland, and Germany, and the NATO Special Operations Forces community for this support throughout the way that led us to this signing ceremony. This is only the first milestone of a long way. We have to continue by drafting a memorandum of understanding. After that, we move on with the preparation until we can announce the initial operational capability of our multinational command, hopefully by 2021, and the full operational capability in 2024. Hungary will do her best in playing the framework role of the joint endeavor. Finally, five nations are going to sign this letter of intent, but I hope that others will join us as we move on. Once again, thank you, all of you. And now I invite you, my colleagues, to sign the letter of intent.